Here he comes. Stop coughing. Nathan's coming.
This meeting is being recorded.
Yeah, it is. Listen to that beat. Steady. Rock solid. I'm like a metronome, Katie.
Impressive.
You hear that?
I'm impressed.
Dude's got rhythm. Man, that dude has got some rhythm, man.
Who's got rhythm?
I've got rhythm. I've got music.
Is it in you?
Huh?
Is it in you?
The music's in me, man. I've got Nathan Kress. Who could ask for anything more?
Sounds like you got some mucus in you, too.
Oh, dude, I do. I got some post-nasal drippage.
Awesome. That's what our audience loves, is that right in their microphone.
Oh, yeah. Well, how about you eating? Look at you.
Yeah.
Look at him. He's eating on the pod. He just took a big bite of something.
We both have our thing, don't we?
He's holding a bowl and a fork on the pod.
You know what I'm eating?
What?
Keto balls.
Keto balls?
Keto balls.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What are those?
Almond flour, breakfast sausage, a fat load of cheese, and an egg.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty delicious.
Yeah, sausage ball. I'm down with it. Yeah.
Little sausage ball action.
Well, why do you got to call it a keto ball? Sounds gross. Just call it a sausage ball.
Because it's keto.
Oh, because you're better than everybody? You have to remind us that you're on a diet that makes you better than everybody else? That's
some
why
people
you do that?
Get to remind other people every day that they're 6'3". Like Jerry Trainer. Jerry Trainer finds a way to say, I'm 6'3", every day that I've ever known him in my life.
Really?
I, however, get to say, yeah, I'm doing keto right now. Mm-hmm. So like super restricted, like all that garbage food you just offered me, I can't eat it.
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't, man. I'm just over here drinking my keto coffee. What makes it keto coffee? I don't know. Nothing. It's just black coffee. But I call it keto coffee because it makes me better than you.
Right. It's keto coffee because it's giving me brain power while I do it.
Yeah. So basically, you're just eating sausage balls that looks like it has a little bit of veg in there.
Mm-hmm. But it could be, instead of your almond flour, that's what makes it keto.
Right.
Because you could put, you know, biscuit mix or something delicious in it. It's just masochistic and restrictive enough to be able to say that it's diet food, because I could do something more delicious, but I'm choosing not to.
I mean, more delicious is relative. You put those two balls next to each other, and then I would just be like, yeah, okay, both of them are decent. Who cares? Give me the one that's better for me. Seems negligible. It seems like you're just kind of being a dick, honestly.
You know what, Brett? Tell that. Tell that to my 15 big ones that have fallen right off my back. Oh, my God.
I can't even hear it.
Are you okay? Oh,
man. I don't know if
I'm
going to
make it. Maybe
you should
get on keto, get that mucus out.
Dude, I'm telling you what, man. 15 big what? 15 what?
15 pounds I've lost eating these balls.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, you are better than everybody else.
I do it every season right before we start so that I can just eat whatever the poop I want over the hiatus. And then I just go, okay, time to lose it all.
Come on,
man. And then keto.
Family show. Come on.
Hey, if we're talking about swear jar comparison, I'm going to be loaded because of you.
Oh, yeah?
I should be keeping tabs.
All right, well, here, I'll give you another one. Producer Katie, get my checkbook ready. Ready?
Ready.
Here come some curses.
Whoa. From my car, Lee, it's Nathan Kress. Still rocks a nano-iPod with his manly bod. Brett Depper was Jake on awkward. I handed in a bill to Dan. What the heck? Just hanging out.
And eating keto balls.
So take that as a guess, man.
Marky, tire pressure, playing catch, time a corner, doing raids, it's your bedtime, eat your veggies. pull up a lawn chair and open some suds. Crack some dad jokes with these dad buds. You better behave or they'll turn this damn car right around. Radioactive Dad.
Remind me that the name of this episode is Keto Balls.
Okay.
At the end.
For sure.
Hi, welcome to Radioactive Dads. My name's Brett. His name is Nathan. He is on Paramount Plus's iCarly. And I used to be on a show called Awkward. Now I have four podcasts, guest starring on Tacoma FD coming up very shortly. And I don't eat keto balls because I didn't know they existed. But now they sound delicious and I'm probably going to eat some.
I'll send you the recipe. They're super easy.
Oof, yeah, that sounds good, man.
And now I'm done. See how fast that was? It's the ultimate grab and go. I started eating it right when we got on the Zoom and it's already gone.
It's the ultimate grab and go.
Grab the keto balls and go.
Hi, I'm Paramount Plus's Nathan Kress for Keto Balls. When I'm in a hurry, I just grab some balls and go.
Ew! Wait,
darn it. Okay, hold on. No, back to one. Hold on. Sorry. Yep. Hi, I'm Paramount Plus's Nathan Kress here for balls. Wait, sorry. No, go back. Hi, Nathan Kress here. Do you like my balls? Hi, I'm Paramount Plus's Nathan Kress. Have you ever wanted to have some meat and balls together in a bowl? Hi, Nathan Kress here, Keto Balls. That's too fun. I could do that all day long.
The beep is what
I know.
Just, it's so perfect.
It kind of does work, right? Like the short
it
beep.
Really does.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. Oh, man. Hey, speaking of Paramount Plus's heartthrob Nathan Kress.
Yeah.
Did you guys see Nathan Kress on social media shopping with John Varvatos himself?
Ooh-hoo.
Oh, you saw that, did you?
Oh, buddy. I need the story on this because I have been invited to shop at John Varvatos pre-something, and that was very nice of them, but I didn't ever have the man himself there.
Yeah, yeah. I wish it was a cooler story.
Oh, no.
But it's basically... When I, so, well, some might find this interesting. I, right when the show was starting, I needed an outfit for the Kids' Choice Awards. That was like our first event that all of us got together for. Mm-hmm. That was the one when we came over to your house and then watched it after we had a little pool
yeah,
party
just a couple,
with you and the kids.
What was that? Like a year and a half ago? Something like that?
Yeah, it was 2021.
Yeah.
So we had to have an outfit for it. I always loved John Varvatos. That was just, like, he just kind of has my number as far as, you know, my fashion choices.
Yeah, it's cool stuff.
So that was my first choice. Like, I'm going to go there and see, you know, what I can find. So I met up with one of their people who works there and kind of helps people go through the store and find one specific outfit and sort of style you on site. And so found an outfit there and we just got to talking and had a good time, got to know each other a little bit.
Which store was it? Wait. Which store was it? Was it the one on Melrose?
Yeah.
The one with all the, it's got the, in the window.
And stuff on it.
Yeah.
Big window and it's like all covered in vines and stuff.
Oh yeah. It's down by like Earth Cafe, isn't it?
Probably.
Is that like Robertson?
Yeah. Nearer there.
Are there people still there? Do people still go to Robertson and Melrose? Is the world still out there, Katie?
Oh yeah.
Oh man.
Get back outside,
I didn't
Brett.
See many.
Oh, I used to go down to there all the time. Melrose, Robertson, man, those were the days. All the fancy shops. People all dressed up all fancy going out.
Yeah. People except now it's all like incredibly ripped people just walking around in their athleisure wear.
Oh, yeah.
It's not what it used to be.
Oh, okay.
Things have changed. Okay. Now it's all like, here's my incredibly spandexy tank.
Yeah.
Support system,
oh,
you know.
Yeah. No.
So yeah, it's things have changed. But so I went, and then shortly after that, the lady who worked there, she transferred over because I didn't know this, but John himself has actually moved on to a different brand called On This Day. He actually in COVID stepped away from the John Varvatos brand, so John Varvatos is not actually John Varvatos technically anymore. So he wanted to kind of branch out and try something a little different.
Boy, wouldn't that be nice? You're so popular. You keep your name on something. They just keep doing it for you and you don't have to do anything anymore.
And then you go do something totally different.
You're like, no, I'm moving on. But you guys, you know what? You keep putting my name on the label and I'll keep walking to the mailbox. You guys have fun. I'll be over here doing something else that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great
what
deal.
What a life.
Yeah. So, but, so this new brand, it's like more, casual and athletic, but like can go upscale or downscale. Like it's just very versatile, but mm-hmm. not quite the same as like the sort of rocker vintage distressed, you know, mm-hmm. classic John Varvatos thing. So, so I basically just got connected because she moved from Varvatos, the store, to actually just like she knew him personally and had worked with him before. So he brought her over to that new store. And out of nowhere, she just texted me and was like, hey, John's in town for a day. And from 4 to 8, he's just shopping with people if they want to come and just see what the new stuff is for the season.
Fun.
So
that's
if
cool.
If you want to come by and meet him.
Wow.
Because I've always, like, for iCarly, I always told him, if you're going to go with one specific person, if I could pick one, it would be John. And, like, Freddie's classic jacket, his brown leather jacket that was in, like, kind of the first press and first look stuff, that was really cool because I found it that same day that I went to the Kids' Choice Awards and I saw cool. on a mannequin and went, oh, my gosh, that's Freddie's jacket.
There you go.
Because it reminded me, and it's funny, a couple of little eagle-eyed fans caught it. It kind of looks like the jacket that he wore in the Sam and Cat episode that I did a cameo in.
Mm-hmm.
So it sort of evoked that vibe of Freddie. And I wanted that to be just like his one sort of go-to, like it makes him feel comfortable. It's like his warm blanket kind of
safety jacket. You got to have a jacket. Everybody's got a jacket. You got to have a jacket, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's Freddie's jacket. So he wears a decent amount of Varvatos on the show. So I think they wanted me to meet the mind,
dude,
where it came from. So that was super fun. Such a nice guy.
No, his stuff is the best. It really is. Like every time when I was on MTV, every time they'd be like, what do you want to do? I'd be like, Varvatos. It's the best. Mm-hmm. Get the boots, the motorcycle boots, the jeans.
Yeah.
The leather jackets.
Sweet boots.
The sweet denim with zippers, like the thick kind of zippers too, like the good zippers.
The stuff that's gonna last a million years.
Hell yeah! Like you might be buying it on Melrose, but you could wear it at the ranch.
That's right.
Oh yeah. Varvatos, the Carhartt of high fashion. Don't send that.
They should go with that.
No.
That's it. They're locked now. They can't beat that.
No, it really is awesome stuff. Hey, not an ad, but it could be.
Totally could be.
Welcome back to Radioactive Dads, brought to you by High Fashion, Fashion, Fashion. This is the band Camino. We could do that, yeah. We're going to take a musical break, and then we'll be back. I think there's some emails. There's plenty of stuff to talk about. It's Radioactive Dads. He's Nathan. I'm Brett. Turn it up. Days turn into months. I was always alone.
Get off their lawn. Radioactive Dads on Adobe Radio.
Radioactive Dads on Adobe Radio. I'm Brett. He's Nathan. We read emails word for word, and we wear high fashion, fashion, fashion.
That's right.
Can I tell you? Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Can I tell you? I felt like such a poser walking into that store.
What? Why?
Because I'm not high fashion, 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 fashion. Well, I'm Goodwill, baby. That's where I get my stuff 9 times out of 10. So walking in there and like having to, you feel, it's like you automatically go into the thing. You have to like play this part. We have to like, you know, you got your sunglasses on. Obviously, you got to like take your sunglasses off. You got to like look around the room. You got to do all, you got to like walk in that weird way.
You got to be cool, man.
Yeah, you got to, and I disgusted myself.
What?
With the fact that I walked in and I was like, oh no, I'm doing the thing.
No. 2022 is all about owning your cool, Nathan. That should have been your New Year's resolution. Own your cool, man.
I got to have some first.
No, you are cool, bro.
This is just what I watch. I only see people like that on TV.
I will not stand for anyone talking about my friend Nathan Kress this way, especially my friend Nathan Kress. You are cool, man. You got to own your cool. Katie and I got in a conversation on our morning show about cool recently. And it goes in kind of hand in hand with what you're saying here, which is like everyone who walks in there has to be cool, you know, mm-hmm. and they pretend like they don't care and that they're like, you know, just there to kind of be seen and like it's effortless and all this stuff. But no, they care a lot about being cool. They're just really good at making you think they don't. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so yeah. You got to embrace it, man. You got to be like, look, first of all, I am cool. I'm on a freaking TV show that's popular and I got invited to this thing, which means I am cool. There you go. Full stop. Baseline. You're already baseline cool, dude. So then just walk in and own it. You know, don't second guess you're cool, man.
That's true. I should do that next time. I think it was also just the idea of like, if all the clothes that I think are cool have been historically designed by this one man.
Yeah.
Then there's just like a cool level that's, I'm just walking into his store.
Right.
And I know he's way up here.
Well, yeah.
So what am I going to do to alter my trajectory?
Yeah, but he was down there at some point too. He hasn't always been up there. You're still going.
Got to give me a place to go. I'm still on the
young
side.
You know what I'm saying? Like your cool is still on the way up. And by the way, so is his. Your cool never plateaus. Cool never plateaus, man.
It's all about the journey.
It's all about the
journey. You'll never reach the destination. You'll never just be objectively cool.
Cool is
augmenting your coolness.
Cool is the journey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Cool is a social construct.
I like it. You know what else this makes me think of, Nathan? Speaking of fashion. I've been trying to be a little more fashionable lately.
Really?
And I was going to bring it up to you here on the show because as dads and living through a pandemic where all we wear are sweatpants now, or at least during the pandemic, all we wore were sweatpants and all that, the pandemic, man, kind of over. Time to get back out there and put on shoes with laces and pants with buttons and zippers and get back to some fashion.
It was a good 2 years.
We had a good run. We had a good run of hoodies and gym shorts, didn't we?
Yep, that one pair of shorts. One pair. I should burn it.
Dude, I managed to wear basically one pair of sneakers the entire pandemic.
You should sell it on eBay.
No. Nobody wants what has probably been imbued into that over two summers.
But listen,
from never changing it.
It's over now, man. We gotta, so like I for a time in my life collected sneakers and tennis shoes. And so for the last couple weeks, I've made it a mission to try to wear more of them more often.
Mm.
And sorry, I'm holding back a cough. That's an authentic cough right there. Go to patreon.com/radioactivedads. You can see that cough in person.
Yeah, you'll see
that's a real cough
right there.
That was a genuine cough.
That looked chunky from
here. Oh, man. No, but real talk for a second. Like, I feel better wearing the better stuff, you know?
Right.
Like, I'm just like you, man. I'll throw on a free t-shirt or whatever. It's all good. You're roaming around the house on the weekend and like, why not?
Right.
But sometimes when you're leaving the house, or especially if you're going to go out to work, or even if you're just going to your kid's baseball game or something like that, just put on the nice shoes.
Yeah.
Once you're going to start feeling better and then make it more of a habit. You'll start feeling better. You start coming out of this thing. This is what I've found recently. I'm trying to impart that wisdom to you guys. I was just going to say the last thing as part of it, I also stopped wearing a backpack.
What? You were so proud of that backpack.
I like the backpack. I still have the backpack, but I am not in high school. And I woke up one day and realized that. And I was like, why am I wearing a backpack every day? I am not a teenager. I'm a full-blown adult. And if I want to bring my laptop, I'll carry it. Or
so
whatever.
You just, no. So are you a satchel person now? Are you a nurse?
No. I'm a what we all used to do, which is just leave the house.
So you just don't bring anything with you?
No. I got my wallet, phone, keys. I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Good enough.
I mean, I guess that makes if you got nothing specific to use your so you were just saying that you would just bring your backpack everywhere.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I was just, because I was bringing a laptop, I had a charger, I got an extra set of headphones. I was doing the like, what if I need this? Ooh, maybe I should bring a water bottle and put it in the little side pouch. And I woke up the other day and I was like, you know what? No, I'm an adult. Yeah. I don't need to carry a backpack with me everywhere. If I want to bring a water with me, I'll bring it and then I'll carry it or find a place to set it down or whatever. Like, I just don't need a bag with me. I'm not in high school.
Right.
Like, Nathan, I have carried a backpack like almost every day of my life. Because I lived in New York City for a time, so of course you're taking a backpack there. And then, but I was here, and I'm driving a car everywhere, and I'm like, why am I bringing a backpack? What am I doing?
That's so fascinating to me because I feel like that's the one instance where you are hyper prepared for like every eventuality and you have a completely unnecessary piece of hardware that you bring with you all the time.
Yeah.
And I have never once in my life been that person to just have a bag for the sake of having a bag.
Yeah.
Like the only time I would ever sling anything on me is if I actually had something that day that I needed for that purpose.
No,
and I've never
been
that, like, what if I need a laptop just in case person. Yeah. That's so weird because that's so opposite. I feel like I would be that person and you would be the whatever, dude.
Dude, it's been like 2 weeks. It's been about 2 weeks of it, and my back feels better. I walk straighter. I'm not just walking with one shoulder up because, you know, I'm cool, Nathan. So I only have to put on the one strap.
Right, because high
never
school
two straps.
That died hard.
Yeah, never with two, just the one strap because I'm cool. So my one shoulder is always higher than the other shoulder, and I was like, I'm done with this. Yeah. I gotta just leave the house. Yeah, I mean, if I'm gonna go hiking or something, you know, I'll bring a backpack.
Well,
like, you know, there's a time and a place is my point.
Right. Ooh, exactly.
Feeling
exactly.
better though.
Well, that makes sense.
Feeling
good.
Better without it lately. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, man.
Well, I'll try and join you on this fashion thing. I have found, and this is a helpful hint for those marrieds out there, especially the ones with the young kids, because we all know that's the phase of your years where you just stop caring about your physical appearance because
there's from
no
when
time
they're like zero to eight.
Yeah.
I think that maybe that's it too. I'm starting to kind of come out of it.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're starting to just barely see the light at the end of the tunnel where you can dedicate those extra 3 minutes to thinking, do these shirt and shoes make sense together? Rather than those are the closest ones, I'm going to put those on because that is on my way out the door.
Yeah.
So I will say what I have tried to be conscious of, and I think Lennon kind of has too, is in the rare instances where we're able to get date nights, we try to actually, if we can, like, think about an outfit.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's the only time that when we're out and
put
we're by ourselves and we're not going to get puked on or have something dropped on us, we can go out, feel good about it. Like you're saying, like you just walk out and just know.
You just feel better.
I put some effort into this.
Yeah.
You walk different. You feel different.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to look at each other in the eye and like kind of feel that about ourselves toward each other is nice too. Just it's a good little break and it only takes a couple minutes of thought, you know, to sort of give yourself a little bit of a mental edge when you're on a date. So I recommend that's been a nice little change too.
It's nice. And you don't have to do it all at once. I mean, you know, like usually I'm still in the basketball shorts and the t-shirt or whatever, but the shoes are a subtle difference. So we're starting slow, you know, you want to check the kick game today? Here, check this out.
Oh, desperately.
Right. Here, kick game. Here, check this out. There you go.
Uh-oh. Nice.
We're
went with that red pop.
There you go.
Oh. Yeah.
There you go.
Good for you. I'm glad you're not one of those who just collects the sneakers and then puts them in a
never
wears them.
No, I am. That's my whole point. Like, I never wore them ever. I have an entire closet. I turned the 32nd bedroom at the compound into my shoe closet.
Wow.
And
because that's
massive.
A big one.
That is one of the big bedrooms.
The
You know that. The 32nd is one of the bigger ones. You're right.
Yeah.
Slightly bigger than the 16th. Not as big as the 42nd, but.
But less windows, too, so the sun doesn't come in and fade the color.
Nathan knows this because he came and I gave him the tour of just the East Wing, because that's just in the East Wing. Nathan was taking detailed notes and drawing a floor plan because he wanted to build a compound of his own someday.
Right.
Yeah,
and that was gonna be my blueprint.
Just
a couple more bidets than you had, though. That's the only difference.
Yeah, you're a big bidet guy.
Big bidet guy.
Hi, I'm Paramount Plus's Nathan Kress here for bidets. I love them. Wait. Hi, I'm Nathan Kress for Nickelodeon bidets. They're orange and they shoot slime. Oh wait, no, is that not a? Hi, Nathan Kress here for bidets. Are you flipping me off? He just flipped me off.
What?
He just flipped me off. Go back and check the tape. Go
what?
Back and
what?
Check the tape. He flipped me off.
Nathan.
He flipped me
what?
Off. He flipped me off.
What did I do?
You flipped me off.
I did nothing of the sort.
We're not going to. You're going to have to check the tape. Check social media. Intern Sunshine. Mark the time.
What happened?
We have interns
now. I was rubbing my nose?
Go back and check the tape.
D- Did I do the thing?
Go back and check the tape.
Passive aggressively. Oh shoot!
You guys are gonna have to sign up for.
Did I do the thing? He asks so innocently.
Here I am doing my bidet bit, just trying to be funny, and there's Nathan telling me to f off.
Wow!
Wow! Wow!
What an attitude!
Oh, I'm just when I was scratching my nose. Yeah, yeah, we know. Wait.
Does it count whether or not you realized you were doing it? Was it my subconscious?
Yes.
I think your subconscious was mad.
I guess so.
No, wow. No, well, I don't know.
That's what you get, mister. That's what you get.
Oh, musical
Nerds
break
to
time.
You.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Sorry for flipping you off. I didn't mean, well, my subconscious meant it. Obviously.
Well, what I was going to say was, though, is that, like, I was one of those guys who just, like, would buy the sneakers or get the sneakers because a lot of them I got for free for being on TV.
Oh.
And so I coveted them, you know?
Right.
I mean, like, these shoes I'm wearing, I probably got these shoes, like, I mean, honestly, I probably got these shoes, like, 12 years ago. And I usually only wear them on Christmas because they're red. But so they're like brand new right out of the box, man.
Well, good for you for stepping out and actually using the thing that you got for free.
Pun intended.
You got it.
This is Maggie Rogers. I like this song a lot. Turn it up. We'll be right back. We'll answer some of your questions that have been coming in on social media and on the emails. He's Nathan. I'm Brett. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Radioactive Dads on Adobe Radio.
Radioactive Dads, brought to you as part of the Nickelodeon Bidet Hour on Adobe Radio. Proudly brought to you by
Balls and Bidets.
No, that's a morning show. That's a morning show. Yeah. Balls and Bidets in the morning. Balls and Bidet in the morning. Bidet and Balls in the morning? What would it be, Katie? What would it be, Katie?
Balls and Bidet.
The Balls and Bidet Show. Good morning. On this morning's episode, producer Hot Katie will be doing the news,
yeah!
news. And Bidet.
Woo!
Bidet will be telling us about the Dodgers game he was at last night. You caught that one, didn't you, Bidet?
You know it.
Oh. And as always, I'm Balls.
Ew.
You can tell he said it with a Z, too.
Oh, man. That's one of my favorite old bits is like no. Fake morning show. Oh, welcome to the morning zoo. Oh, man. I used to work.
You have a great morning show voice, too, if you wanted to just hold on to that.
Oh, well, it's all the phlegm right now, right?
Yeah, you gotta like, gurgle something before you do the morning show now.
Man, I used to intern at WABC Radio in New York City. I think we might have touched on it on here before, but I would have to get there at like 4:30 in the morning or sooner. I don't even remember. It was so early.
Brutal.
And I would sit in this little room all day, or all morning at least, for the internship, just burning CDs because they were trying to get their catalog onto CDs for like the entire, like imagine a world in which the music that gets played on radio stations was actually a spinning CD somewhere.
Yeah.
And that the radio station had to physically own all of the music that they played.
I cannot imagine that.
Isn't that crazy?
Any longer.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy. But anyway, there was like a little speaker in the room and it would just be playing whatever was on the radio station they had it on, and it was always this like morning zoo. So it was just like a year and a half of like every morning, just like, it's the zoo. Let's prank call some people. We've got 12 teenagers sitting in a Toyota Corolla out in Trenton, New Jersey. Last one to leave wins the car. I just, oh man. Just so in my subconscious. Oh man. Hey, let's read some emails.
Oh, okay.
Answer some questions.
Congratulations, Skippy. You've got mail.
You guys send us your emails, radioactivedads@gmail.com, or you can send them in on all social media at radioactivedads. Nathan, today's question comes from don'tfollow.ry.
Hmm. Why not?
What did you guys have as a child that kids don't have today?
Oh, well, boy, that just... That's a perfect segue, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Insane radio contests being hosted in the parking lots of used car dealerships.
Yeah, yeah. Who could, like, hold it long enough? Oh, man. Hold your Wii for a Wii. Remember that?
Yes. Yeah.
Somebody, like, died.
Yeah. Well, I think, wasn't there, like, a contest where they were trying to drink water, or like just who could chug the most water, and then somebody died from that?
Jeez.
Something.
I don't know.
There were a lot of those really crazy stunts back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go like way back though.
I got one right now.
Huh.
I bought my kids off of online, like one of those, it's like a little, it's probably made in China or something. It's just like the thing you plug into the back of your TV and it has all the video games on it. Like 600 games, but they're all just like the old school Nintendo games and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it came with corded controllers.
Mm. Wow.
I've never seen my kids more confused in their lives so far. Like at first, everything was fine. I plugged it all in. The cords weren't tangled. They sat down in their little chairs in front of the TV, right? And they're like the good enough distance away, and they were playing. 3 days later, the cords are a complete rat's nest. They can't figure out that they can't stand up and walk away while holding the controller. Like, they keep standing up and walking away, pulling the whole thing off the shelf at the same time. Not to mention, like, they keep grabbing each other's controllers. Then they're like, wait, why am I that player? No, now we got to switch back. And it's just, it's a mess. It's a mess. So corded controllers and knowing how to deal with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about that?
Wild. There's that. Pogs. I loved Pogs so much.
Yeah.
I had the coolest Pogs. I feel like I had a lot more than I actually had, but I don't know why Pogs went away, because those were the jam.
Well, probably because they were just little cardboard discs that kids were paying like $8 a piece for.
They were much more than that. They were much more of that in my heart. Yeah. Goodness.
Dude,
muted it after you were done coughing.
Well, listen, I can't cover it and mute at the same time. I'm trying to be polite.
Maybe you should do the thing where you're muted, but then you just hold the space bar the whole time so that when you have to run away, it just mutes.
Wait, is that, how does that work?
If you mute yourself and then hold the space bar, you'll unmute yourself as long as you've...
On Zoom?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah, no, he's right.
If I mute myself right now, I'm muted right now? Or no?
Now hold the space bar.
Okay, now hold the space bar. And now
I can hear you.
Now you can hear me, and then now
you
can't.
Once you let go. Yeah, now I can't.
Oh, what? So people are just holding the space bar when they're talking and then letting it go when they're not talking?
If they want to stay muted. Precisely.
What?
Yeah. You've been on Zoom for 2 years doing 4 podcasts and talking with a billion people, and you've never done the mute yourself and then only talk by hitting the space bar when you just need to interject something for a second?
I'm never muted. I'm the one talking the whole time.
Well, that's true. Hey-o, we can't shut you up. So. Dude. Never had that problem.
Yeah, man. Yeah, for sure. What is something else you had as a kid that they don't have now?
Mm.
McDonald's spaghetti?
Did they have that?
Yeah.
That might have predated me.
Yeah.
Bomb bags. Do you remember bomb bags?
What? No. What is that?
It was these little little bags, and if you crushed them up, they would just, some kind of chemical reaction would happen in there, and it would fill, and then it would make this big explosion, and all this like nasty, like fizzy juice and stuff would come out.
Ew. Get everywhere?
Kinda. Yeah, you definitely had to do it outside. Mm. I thought those were the coolest thing.
Really? No, we just had fireworks.
Oh, see, yeah. No, yeah. You had the Pacific Northwest. Everything is wet there.
Yeah, that's true. Well, no, this was my summers in Missouri, believe me.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, it's still pretty wet.
It's still pretty wet, but also, I mean, they could be homemade at that point.
That's true, yeah. It's just a small load of gunpowder.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Out in the woods, man, by the lake. Mm-hmm. Hey, aim that thing towards the lake. At least it'll just go in the water.
Might get a couple fish out of it.
I mean, God willing. Here comes dinner.
Your lips, too.
Mm-hmm. Pretty efficient. Fishing with dynamite. Not really in the spirit in which it's intended, though.
No, but boy, no. You're never going to get a better success rate.
How come we would frown upon fishing with dynamite, but they can fish with drag nets, and we don't really seem to care about that?
Yeah, I would much rather, if I was a fish, think about this for a second. Would you rather just have your brain explode in a painless instant and just float gently to the surface? Or would you rather spend 8 hours getting dragged behind a boat, slowly getting crushed to death by 5,000 of your kin, with the slow dread knowing that you're going to eventually get put into a tank of water that will run out of oxygen, and then you'll just die after a while?
Or you might like some pretentious dude in Beverly Hills to like eat you raw and go like, ooh, the aroma is coming off of this.
Yeah, exactly. No, nah. I'd rather go out with a bang, man.
Yeah.
Dynamite me.
And then let some shark come by and eat me.
That's right.
Circle.
Because I won't feel it. It's all good, baby.
I don't want to end up in Nathan Kress's bidet.
That's, nobody wants that.
That's it.
What?
That, you're done.
What? That's the show?
That's the show.
All right.
Wow, what a way to end it. Oh, well. We can do better next time, I think.
What if you made those keto balls out of fish? Fish keto balls.
Fish Yummy. Balls?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure somebody's done it.
Oh, yeah, like some salmon. Mm. A little dill in there.
Salmon balls.
Salmon balls?
Yeah. Delicious. Salmon keto.
Mm.
I'm going to have to try that. I'll report back.
Okay. Maybe you could post the recipe for keto balls online on Twitter on @RadioactiveDad's social media.
Okay, and then maybe people could send us a DM back along with some other questions, or they could email us at radioactivedads@gmail.com even.
They could.
I think that would be a great idea. Maybe we should just end the episode there then. What do you think? I think we should just end it. I'm going to end it. Bye. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Welp. That covers it for this week on Radioactive Dads. Nathan and Brett will be back next week with a brand new episode. Streaming on Adobe.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The recording has stopped.